This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 151 for November 21st. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures continued to pull back on Thursday morning, falling to levels not seen since early October. The January canola contract loses $10.60 at $606.50 per ton, and the March contract drops $10.80 at $619.80 per ton. Declines in the Chicago soy complex, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil weigh on canola values. Meanwhile, gains in crude oil are trying to limit further decreases in the vegetable oils. A lack of end-user demand is adding more pressure onto canola, with its January contract slipping below its major moving averages. While the possibility of trade action by China hovers in the background, expectations of a reduced canola harvest this year is lending some support to the oilseed. The Canadian dollar is stronger Thursday morning, with the loonie at 71.76 U.S. cents, compared to Wednesday's close of 71.46. The United States Department of Agriculture announces three private sales. Two are for current crop soybeans, with 198,000 tons going to China and 135,000 tons sold to unknown destinations. The third sale is for 133,000 tons of soy meal heading to the Philippines. The USDA also publishes its export sales report for the week ending November 14th. The report includes export sales of 1.86 million tons of current crop soybeans, which are above trade expectations. Also, there's nearly 275,000 tons of soy meal and almost 22,000 tons of soy oil, both coming within market guesses. Export sales of U.S. corn exceed 1.49 million tons, and those for wheat are just short of 550,000 tons, with both meeting trade predictions. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures dropped back on Thursday morning. The January contract gives up 6 cents at 986.5 per bushel. December soy oil is down almost 0.4 of a cent at 42.9 cents per pound. December soy meal slips $1.80 at $287.60 per short ton. Also in Chicago, December corn dips a penny at $4.29 per bushel. December oats add 4 cents at $3.48.5. The U.S. wheat complex is steady to lower, as Chicago December is unchanged at $5.52.5. Kansas City December steps back 2 cents at $5.59.5. And Minneapolis December also sheds 2 cents at $5.90. A reminder that December options are set to expire tomorrow. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Thursday morning, November 21st. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.